The door to the barn was partially open, and lent more evidence to Gracie being in there. Goblin remained on point next to me. His whole body seemed to vibrate with tension. I flattened my hand. "Goblin, bevakken," I said in Dutch. Goblin's hackles went up, and the low tonal growl he responded with told me he was ready. The smell of copper and dirt in the air aggravated me, irritating my nose. If it smelled that bad to me, it had to be worse inside. A flash of Gracie being hurt again flashed across my mind. I shoveled it aside and stuffed it into a compartment where it couldn't distract me. Find her, secure her, clear the scene, and then I can deal with the rest. The faint drag to my right foot had me making sure I stepped carefully. No way whoever was in there didn't know I was here. Goblin paced me. His aggressive posture didn't have him lunging forward. Not yet. He wouldn't, until I gave him the command. Not wanting to get my head blown off, I crouched as I slid around the door. Duck walking was a bitch, but I ignored my body's complaints. The interior of the barn was all shadows and motes of dust. The lack of a breeze said the only way to disturb that much into the air was activity. Goblin snapped his head to the left, even as a thump of sound reached me. It took less than 3 seconds to assess the situation playing out in the gloom. A match struck fire to my temper at the man holding Gracie aloft with a fat hand over her mouth. He shook her like a rag doll. The thump was her head hitting the 2x4 stud. "Lope," I said, snapping my left hand forward. Goblin lunged. He crossed the distance between me and the assailant in mere seconds. He hit the man on the calf and sank his teeth in. I was already moving as the man let out a shout. His yell of pain was only a momentary beat of savage satisfaction before he tried to lash out at Goblin. The staffy avoided the blow and attacked the other leg. The vicious bites penetrated the denim, adding the stain of fresh copper to the air. To try and fend off Goblin, he had to release Gracie. She dropped, collapsing to the dirt floor like someone had sliced all her strings. Goblin drove the son of a bitch back and right toward me. "Goblin, the rope," I ordered, and Goblin released the bastard and darted back toward Gracie to protect her. The command pulled the man around to face me. Big dude, but I'd fought bigger. I ducked the backswing of the guy's meaty paw and slammed my left fist into his kidney as he stumbled past me, then slapped him across the face with the side of my pistol. A knife flashed in his hand, and it sliced through the fabric of my shirt, but no pain followed its path. Despite his behemoth of a size, he was far more spry than I expected. He caught me in the side of the head with a blow from his fist. I twisted, catching his arm with the knife and putting it in a hold, even as he locked a hand on the wrist of my gun hand. Yeah, I wasn't gonna fire wildly with Gracie and Goblin right there. Our assailant lacked a firearm, and I wasn't letting him have mine. The pressure he put on my wrist was brutal, but I didn't let go of the gun, and I kept it pointed away from Gracie and Goblin. The beast of a man let out a growl that vibrated up from his chest. With bared teeth, he tried to slam his head into mine. I stumbled back a step, avoiding the strike, and it pulled him off balance. Then I snapped my head forward and slammed it into his nose. Nose had cartilage, and it didn't hurt as much to strike it with my forehead, but it definitely hurt him. He let out a shriek of pain as blood sprayed from his nose. It covered me, but it also caused him to let go of my wrist, and he dropped his knife. He staggered back a few steps, putting a hand up to his bloodied face. The blow had definitely given me a headache, but I didn't really give a shit about that at the moment. If anything, I wanted to pistol whip him with the Glock until he couldn't move. Then I wanted to tie him down and remove all his digits one at a time, then his extremities. Answers would be nice. His pain would be better. Sadly, we didn't have that kind of time. The few scattered seconds between my headbutt and his releasing me were far too fleeting. He recovered quicker than I would have liked, and he crashed into me, hitting me at the midsection and sending me crashing back through some old boards into what was probably an old stall. Heavy fucker knocked the breath out of me as we landed. The gun was sliding out of my hand, and rather than let him grab it, I sent it skittering into the darkness away from us. He swore in Spanish, but between the nasal obstruction from his bloodied nose and the spittle flying from his lips, I didn't understand him. It wasn't important because he had the knife again, but I got my legs up between us as he reared back and then slammed both feet into his gut.